ask God that it's wonderful to wake up this morning and see the beautiful sunshine that God has created for us. A wonderful day that we have, another opportunity we have to come together as the body of Christ and do as God would have us to do and worship Him and praise Him on the first day of the week. And so it's a wonderful opportunity we have, and I'm excited to be here, and I know you are too. As I look out amongst us, I do see that we have some visitors this morning. And from the whole congregation, let me personally say thank you for being here. We love to see guests. We love to see more and more people each day that want to come to God, want to hear His Word, and want to praise Him upon the first day of the week. So thank you so much for being here. And please, anytime that you're in the area, or if you live here, please come by anytime that you have the opportunity to do so. We also have some in the audience that are family members that have traveled here, and we're grateful to see you too. As Brother Mike mentioned just a moment ago, our elders, our leadership, have set out a theme for our work, as he said. And a theme for our work as a body of Christ, as this church, is to renew my love, rebuild my faith, and to restore my soul. Last week, Brother Andrew Roberts began a three-part series for us, and he talked about renewing our love. He reminded us that we need to remember our first love. Our first love being Jesus Christ, the one that saved us, died on the cross for our sins. And this week we'll be continuing this series as I'll bring us a lesson this morning called Rebuild My Faith. And speaking of faith, I want to begin by looking to the Word of God to find out what is faith. Faith can be something sometimes hard to cover due to its intangible state, something we can't necessarily lay our hands upon. So I'm going to look in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And we'll begin to look at what the Bible tells us that faith is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Notice the Word of God didn't tell us there that, well, that faith is something we hope for blindly. Well, that's not what faith is. Faith is the substance of evidences of things that we find in the Bible. Now, sure, some people might say, well, what if I don't believe the Bible? And what if I don't believe those evidences? Well, that's a whole sermon, a whole lesson in and of itself. But we can see evidences of God and His existence, and we can know and believe and have faith He is our Creator and Jesus is the Son of God. We'll continue on by looking at faith at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. We'll see that faith is the foundation of our belief. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. This verse right here tells us that faith is essential to us being saved. That we have been saved by God's grace. That it's not something that we necessarily deserve, but that God has given us the grace. But that what saved us? What saves us? It says our faith is what saves us in our obedience to the Word. Let's look at one more verse to look at what faith is and how important faith is to our obedience to God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith is really important to our lives, isn't it? To our eternal lives, if we have a hope and a want to go to heaven, to have eternal life with our Father. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So that's why we're talking this morning about rebuilding our faith. Faith is eternally important for each and every one of us. Without faith, it says we cannot please Him. So whatever your status is this morning, whether you're in need of building your faith, starting it, or rebuilding a faith that has grown cold, that's what we'll be talking about this morning, rebuilding our faith, because as we see, our faith is important, and without it, we cannot please our Father in heaven. I hope you had the opportunity to grab one of our handouts this morning. In our lesson this morning, as I'm speaking on rebuilding our faith, what I've done is I've taken a line from each verse of the song that we just sang to to renew, rebuild, restore our soul, the song that we just sang. I'm going to take a line from each verse and apply that to how we can rebuild our faith back to God. This morning, our first point in our lesson is the line, "My heart is weary, please help me, dear Lord." I think this is something we can all relate to in some capacity or some way. Tragedy in life. Tragedy in life is something that can make us weary, that can steal our faith and take it away from our faith in God. Maybe the first way I want to bring to us, have you experienced an unexpected tragedy in your life? This is something that can certainly steal our faith from God. Have you experienced maybe a loss of a parent? Maybe a loss of another family member? A husband? A wife? Can you relate to that? Maybe even you've had an unexpected loss of a child. That's something that's hard for many of us to understand if we have not had that happen to us. But we can all certainly understand that that's something that can be trying and weigh heavy, and it can make you feel weary. It can steal your faith in God. You can start to wonder, why did this happen to me? Why would God let something so bad happen to me in this life? I'm doing everything that I can do to be the Christian that God wants me to be. Certainly tragedies in this life, such as losing a family member or someone that's close to you, can steal your faith and make you weary. A second way that we can become weary in this life is due to self-inflicted tragedies in this life. Maybe we can relate to making bad choices, sinful choices in this life that can lead us down a path that we never intended to be led down. We just made one or two bad decisions, and then before you know it, we look back at years of our life and we've been far away from God because of our choices. And those choices that have led us down that path has made us weary and has stolen us away from God, has diminished our faith in God. Whether if either one of those can apply to you or you can relate to one of those, I want to read a verse with you, Psalms 34, verses 17 through 19. Take encouragement from this, friends. Psalms 34, 17 through 19. "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." I wanted to read this scripture with you this morning to encourage you that no matter what has happened to you, what kind of tragedy in your life that has made you feel weary in this life, verses like this tell us that there's no promise that bad things won't happen to us in this life, but that there is a promise that the Lord hears us. The Lord knows that things are going to happen to us. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." But what's the rest of the verse say? "The Lord delivers him out of them all." If you're one this morning that wants to know how to rebuild your faith, make it strong like it once was, then talk to God. When tragedy's in life and you feel weary, go back to God. Get in His Scriptures. Pray to Him. Talk to Him. He will hear you, and you can be restored and begin to rebuild your love and rebuild your spirit back to God. Speaking of those different tragedies in life, I want to bring us a few thoughts on that. The first thought I want to bring us in tragedies in life that can make us weary, unexpected tragedies, I want us to realize this morning not to blame God, but instead of blaming God, thank Him for our blessings. Again, I said a minute ago that things like this can happen and we can begin to blame God and question Him and ask Him, "Why have you let these things happen to me, God?" A normal reaction of humans is to not understand and get angry and to blame Him. But have you ever thought just for a moment, instead of blaming God, at least thank Him for the things that you have. Thank Him for the time that you had with that loved one. Thank Him for the blessings that you do have. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." This is something hard to understand and hard to apply. I don't by any means this morning want to diminish if something has happened in your life. I don't want to say that it's so cut and dry that you can just read a verse or two in the Bible and all of your struggles can go away. That's not what I'm saying. I just want to lead you down the path of understanding that if we go back to God and we read these verses, that you can rebuild your faith even in times of tragedy and weariness in your life. This verse tells us to not lean on our own understanding. We cannot possibly understand why certain things happen to us in this life. But we still need to take God as our direction and let Him lead our paths. Another verse to look at, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 tells us, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." We read this verse many times, and this does apply to earthly things. Don't be covetousness. Don't want things. Just be content with what you have. And I think it can also apply to tragedies in our life, weariness that we can feel. This verse tells us to be content. So in other words, whatever has happened to you in your life, whatever bad things, whatever things you don't have, be content. And remember that God will never leave us or forsake us. It does not matter what has happened to us in this life. God is always there with us. One more verse to look at. James chapter 5, verse 13. "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms." Hope this verse can encourage you that if something is happening to you, if you do feel weary, if you feel the weariness of life is holding you back and taking away your faith in God, this verse tells us if something is happening to you in your life, let Him pray. Take encouragement that God will never leave you, never forsake you. We just need to come back to Him and realize not to blame Him, but to thank Him and come to Him in prayer to lift us up, to help us rebuild our faith. We talked about a second tragedy, maybe a tragedy in life that was self-inflicted. Maybe we made some bad decisions. Well, on that note, I wanted us to realize that God does not make our choices for us. We do. It's a common misconception that many people will say, well, sure, I may have made a bad decision or two, but God's the one who's put me here. Why would God do this to me? You know, when I was younger, I used to go to church. I used to believe in God. I had faith. But look at what place God has put me here now. That's not how we should think about it. If you want to rebuild your faith the way that you once had, realize God does not make our choices. We do. And we can look at some verses that can encourage us on this. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." It is not God's fault when things happen to us in this life because of our decisions. Know that verses like this plainly tell us that we will reap what we sow. If you're making choices that are selfish and choices that are all about you and not about God, well, then you will reap those types of rewards. But if you reap to the Spirit, or sow to the Spirit, you'll reap everlasting life. Again, another verse going back to the point that I made about some people will say, well, God put me here. God tempted me. That's a common misconception. We see that even in movies and things today when we see lines that say, and friends of ours will say such things as, well, God is tempting me. I know that this thing is happening to me right now. That's God. He's tempting me. I need to look to the Bible to see what that says. James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15 says, "Let no one say when he is tempted that I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." If your faith has been stolen away from you because of some choices and some weariness in this life, know that God didn't put you in that position. Just realize and take ownership of things that have happened, but put those in the past. Understand God did not tempt you and put you there, and that today you can make things better by looking at this next verse. 1 John verse 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us all, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This verse is an encouragement to those who want to rebuild their faith and want to get closer to God. Know that it does not matter what you have done, no matter how bad it is, how far you feel that you're away from God, you can can always come back to God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. All we have to do is come back to Him, confess our sins, repent away from them, and dedicate our life back to God. For our first point this morning, my heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. Hope we'll understand that, as Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount, everything in life will not be perfect. Jesus told us that God takes care of the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, and He'll take care of you, if that means for our needs. That does not mean that everything will be perfect. That does not mean that sometimes we won't be weary, so bad things won't happen to us. But if you're someone this morning who is ready and willing and wants to rebuild your faith, be encouraged, friends, that you can do it. You can start today. Just realize God will never leave you. No matter what things have happened to you, no matter what choices you've made, you can always come back to God and begin to rebuild your faith in time of weariness in this life. Point number two for us this morning in our notes. Taking the line in the second verse of the song that we sang just a moment ago, light in my heart, dear God, your zeal grown cold. Brother Andrew Roberts spoke to us on this very thing last week in his sermon about renewing our love. This says, your zeal grown cold. We need to remember our first love. There can be times we can forget about Jesus Christ, and we can't even forget about that excitement. Can you think back just for a moment, the day that you were baptized, and the month, the year that you were baptized, and how excited you were about that? Think about, you knew the feeling inside, that you'd been forgiven all of your sins, and you knew that if you died right then and there, that you'll be going to heaven. Isn't that a great feeling? But sometimes in this life, we can forget these things, and we can grow cold. I wish that that wasn't the case, but the fact of the matter is that human reaction, its normal reaction is to soon forget about the rewards that we receive. Have you ever heard of the media talk about the microwave generation that we live in? Where those of us who have grown up with microwaves and all this technology, that we live in a world where we want everything now. We want to be rewarded right now for things that we've done. But the flip side of that is, unfortunately, we can also forget about our reward just as fast as we got it. It's human nature. I wish I could speak for each and every one of us this morning as Christians, and I wish I could look at us and say that, well, not Christians. Christians aren't like that. They would never forget about the reward. We would never forget what Jesus did for us, but the fact of the matter is that even Christians can't forget that, can't they? We can forget our zeal. Forget our love for God. Forget our love for Jesus Christ. So the second way this morning I want to bring to us that we can build or rebuild our faith in God when our zeal has grown cold is to ask questions. We need to ask questions. Please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus tells us to seek out wisdom. He tells us to ask God. And we will receive. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, Jesus tells us, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. If you feel that your zeal has grown cold and your faith in God is diminished, ask questions. God tells us if you're seeking, or Jesus tells us if you're seeking, God will give you your answers. We need to make the point this morning that when we stop learning more about God, that's the same moment that we begin to grow cold. We stop getting in the Word of God. We stop reading, learning more, praying to God, putting Him first in our daily lives. That's the moment when we can. When our zeal can grow cold, and we can forget about God, forget about the things Jesus did for us. I want to remind you this morning that if you want to rebuild your faith, then you need to read, study, ask questions, and learn. These might seem similar, but reading and studying are not the same, are they? Someone can read a whole chapter of the Bible, but not really understand what it says if you're not really studying and trying to apply it to yourself. If your zeal has grown cold, ask questions. Ask of God. Pray to Him. Get in the Word of God. Read it. Study. learn more about God. That will bring you closer and bring your zeal back for you. We read an example of this very thing in Acts chapter 17. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17 verse 11 gives us an example of the type of Christians that want to make sure their zeal is there. Make sure that they're learning and growing every day in the Scriptures. Acts 17 verse 11, the Bereans, and speaking of them, it says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. If your zeal has grown cold, be like the Bereans. Search the Scriptures. That'll bring you back. Bring your zeal back. Rebuild your faith back to God. Another point on renewing your zeal, rebuilding your faith. I have the point this morning of make your faith your own. To me, this might be one of the biggest principles in rebuilding your faith. Because I think this really applies to so many of us. In some way, some fashion, we can understand, or we can understand that our children have this problem of needing to make their faith their own. What I mean by this is your faith in God, your faith in Jesus Christ, is it there because you study? Is it there because you believe these things to be true? Or is it just something that you've inherited? Do you have faith because maybe your parents have raised you in such a way that you've always had to go to church? Do you really have faith in God, or you just think you have faith because it's just been what you've been told to do your whole life? Do you have faith because of a preacher that stands before you? Some might say, well, I've heard a preacher all my life, and he's told me that God is our Creator, Jesus is the Son of God, and I believe him to be a true man. I believe that to be the case. But do you believe it because you have studied these things? Thirdly, do you have faith because of maybe just a habit? Maybe just a long-standing habit that you've done because of maybe your wife or your husband, since you've been married, has always asked you to go to church because he or she believes, because they want to be a good example to the children. Maybe that's a reason that you have faith, but maybe it's not your own. It's just something you've done out of habit. Fourthly, do you have faith because of a good Christian influence around you? Friends that have influenced you. Maybe you've just always gone to church because of people you like and run around with it. You just go with them. I encourage you this morning, if you want to rebuild or build your faith, make sure that you don't have a zeal that's grown cold. And you need to make sure that your faith is your own, not someone else's, not just a habit that you've done. Not just something you've heard since you were a little kid. Maybe some of us can even relate to this on the fact of the time in our life when maybe we moved off to college. That's a good indicator. Or maybe someone who's moved away for another job that's been away from family and friends. Did you continue to study your Scriptures? Did you continue to go to church? Did you continue to do things God would have you to do? Or is your faith kind of diminished because you were away from that influence of parents or friends? Those are good indicators that we can be truthful with ourselves and realize, is our faith our own, or is our faith because of other things in our life? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I want to read this for us and make a point that we need to make sure it's our own by our own mind. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This verse tells us that each and every one of us to have a faith and have an obedience that is acceptable to God, that we need to live each and every day as a living sacrifice that is acceptable to God. And it tells us that we are not to be like this world, but be transformed. But how does it tell us that we're transformed? Verse 2 says, by the renewing of your mind. If you're wanting to rebuild your faith this morning, then you need to renew yourself. by studying the Scriptures, praying to God, renewing your faith, and building a strong faith that will make you a good and acceptable living sacrifice to God. James 1:22 tells us, be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. God expects us, each and every one of us, to be doers, not just hearers because of others around us. If you're ready to rebuild your faith this morning, if your zeal has grown cold, then I encourage you to ask questions, learn more, read the Scriptures. It'll bring you closer to God. It will rebuild your faith and to make your faith your own. Study the Scriptures yourself. Make sure that you're doing the things that God would have you do because you've read, because you've studied, and it's your belief, and it's your faith. That's what we need to do, like the Bereans did in Acts chapter 17. Search the Scriptures daily. Well, this morning we've gone over two ways that things that might have stolen our faith from us. Maybe weariness of life has stolen our faith, and we've been guilty of blaming God for things that have happened in our life. Secondly, this morning we've looked at maybe our zeal has grown cold. We've forgotten to be excited about Jesus. We've got to be excited about being a Christian. Again, encourage you to ask questions and make your faith your own. But this morning, from a third line in the third verse of the song that we just sang minutes ago, it said, replace all doubts and fears with faith so bold. The point I want to make to us this morning, faith so bold, isn't that why each and every one of us are here this morning? Each and every one of us want to have a faith that's so bold. I know I do. I want to have a faith that can, no matter what happens to me in this life, whatever weariness, I can withstand it because I have faith, a bold faith. I know you want the same thing. You want a faith that doesn't matter what happens to you in life, that you can stand through it and you can lean on God. Well, this morning, I want to offer you some verses that can help us rebuild our faith so bold when things happen to us that make us weary, that make us grow cold in our faith. And the first one I bring to us this morning is to look to Jesus for rest. Look to Jesus for rest. Please turn in your Bibles again to Matthew, and this time to chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, I'll be reading verses 28 through 30. Things in this life happen, and you want a faith so bold, rebuilding your faith, look to these verses. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. There's so much to learn from these three verses. Verse 28, come to me, all you are heavy, who labor and are heavy laden. Isn't that what we talked about at first this morning? Weariness of life that can steal our faith away, can bring us away from God because of things that have happened. This verse says, when those things happen to you, when weariness sets in, come to Him and He will give you rest. Instead of trying to figure out everything on your own and losing your faith, when things happen and weariness sets in, come to Him and He will give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And that's the point we made in point number two, that how to rebuild your faith. Well, Jesus says, learn from me. Study the Scriptures. Make Jesus the mold for your life. Learn from me. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What we can take from that is so many people say, well, being a Christian is just so hard. I have to change so many things. That's not what this verse says. Verse 30 says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I can't imagine going through the burdens and the weariness of this life without having God to go to in prayer, to read His Scripture for encouragement. And that's what this verse tells us. Being a Christian is not something hard to do. It is easy and it is light. It is something that can build us up, rebuild our faith. That's what we need to look at when things happen to us in this life. When you want to rebuild faith so bold, look to Jesus for rest. Secondly, if you want a faith so bold, you want to begin to rebuild or build your faith this morning, trust that God will never leave us. Again, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That last part of that, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. If you want to rebuild your faith so bold this morning, a faith that we can withstand things of this life, troubles of this life, can withstand growing cold, whatever happens to you, know that you can rebuild your faith because with God on your side, you don't have to fear. Sure, another man can take your life from you, but he cannot take your relationship with him. If you're a Christian, if you have faith in God, man cannot do anything to take that away. And that's how we can begin to rebuild our faith, by looking to Jesus for rest when things happen. And trust that God will never leave us, no matter what has happened to us in this life. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, and restore my soul. This morning we have looked at some things, hopefully that will help to encourage you and give you some knowledge of when some things have happened to you in this life that you can look to the Scriptures. Not get down, not get weary. You can look to the Scriptures and know that God will be there with you no matter what happens. I do want to leave you with this thought of rebuilding your faith. I don't want to stand before you and look at you and just say that, well, rebuilding your faith is something you should do right now, and it's going to happen right now, and tomorrow you're going to have faith so bold you can withstand anything. I know that not to be the case. I know that rebuilding something takes time, and that we need to learn to have patience. We need to learn to have patience. Don't get down when something happens in your life, and you need to come back to God in prayer or in the Scriptures. Have patience with rebuilding your faith the way you want it. But also leave you with this thought. As we need to have patience to rebuild our faith, we do not need to have patience with obeying the will of God, with coming to Him and being baptized. We read in the Scriptures where the first gospel sermon preached in Acts by Peter. He's preaching to the people and they immediately stop him in the middle of his sermon and ask, "Men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved?" There was not a patience there. They didn't need to wait another year to rebuild, to become a Christian. Peter told them that they needed to be saved by being baptized right then and there. We see another example in Acts of Philip talking to the Ethiopian. Now, as he's telling him about Christ and what he needs to do to be saved, the Ethiopian looks to Philip and says, "If there's water, what hinders me from being baptized?" Philip tells him nothing. This morning, if you're a Christian and you need to rebuild your faith, have patience. But if you're not a Christian, and God does not want you to have patience, you know what you need to do. You know that you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins to become a child of God. And if we can help you with that this morning, I ask you to please let us help you. Be baptized. Begin today building your faith. If you're someone who needs to rebuild your faith, I encourage you to do that as well this morning. And if we can help you do that with prayers or encouragement, we ask you to come now as we stand and as we sing.